Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 Count Tom for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we're speaking with Patricia Jones, faculty member at Winfield Mount Union Schools, about her journey. Jones was diagnosed with breast cancer in March of this year, and the district put together a day to recognize her October 22nd. This is part one of a two-part interview.
It was Friday, March 13th. I was diagnosed, and I'm sorry, I get a little emotional. I was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma, which is a HER2-positive breast cancer.
From diagnosis to now, what you're currently going through and what you've been going through these last 6 or 7 months, can you tell us what the prescribed treatment has been and what that's been like?
So I was diagnosed at Great River Medical Center, and they took really good care of me. It's just with the kind of cancer that I have and how much I had, they couldn't do surgery. So I needed to be transferred to University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. I felt like I was taken good care of. I had 12 weeks of chemotherapy. So every Tuesday I would go in for an infusion. That started around April, and it went until about the 1st of July. With the pandemic going on, it was really strange to actually drive to Iowa City and not have many cars or much traffic those first couple of months going from New London to Iowa City. I had about 4 weeks with no treatment before my surgeries. And then on August 19th, I had my surgery to clear the masses out and then reconstruction. Which was strange, you know, like the schedule of my life. That was my daughter's second day of her senior year of school. We decided that she should probably go ahead and go to school, and my son would keep her updated on how I was doing. That went really well. Doctors, again, were super supportive. They did a nice job with the kind of cancer that I have. There could be a possibility that there's cancer in my chest wall. So about 4 weeks after that, I started a new round of chemotherapy. I do that once every 3 weeks, and I have 14 sessions of that. But then I also started radiation, where I go every day, Monday through Friday, for 20 sessions. Today I went, and I have just 9 sessions left, so I'm really counting down with that. I usually drive to work for a few hours now. That school started up again, and then I leave for my treatments, and then I come back to work if I feel like it, like if my body tells me I can come back to work.
October 22nd was a pretty big day. Can you tell us what happened on the 22nd, what it was like to be at school in that atmosphere, and what you saw?
Before the 22nd, I'm going to actually start there. My daughter and she was doing homework at the table one night, and I saw online that they had t-shirts that said, in October, we wear pink. And it's kind of a spinoff of the terrible movie, Mean Girls. And so I laughed about it, and I said, this would be so fun. And my daughter looked at it, and Claire was like, yeah, but that's really not a good design. So she sketched out a design, and I said, you know, we should see if my friend Allison would like to do that, would do a t-shirt for us and just get some for, you know, our family. And Allison McCarty is the wife of Scott McCarty, who works with me. And I've known her ever since she was in high school here at Winfield. I messaged her, and I just showed her the picture of Claire had done and asked her if she could make t-shirts for my family. And she was like, sure, you know, let me work on it. She got back with me in a couple of days with a design, and I asked Claire if it looked good, and Claire tweaked it a little bit. And then I said, you know, just let me know whenever they're ready. And I didn't really pay attention to like when that was. Well, what had happened is that she talked to her husband, and Scott had sent an email out to all the staff and asked them if they would support breast cancer awareness, purchasing a shirt, and then wearing them all when I'm at school. And so they knew that Monday I was only going to be there in the morning, and I wasn't going to be there Tuesday or Wednesday because I had some more treatments. And so I would be there on Thursday, the 22nd. When I walked in the building, I was a little confused because I saw pink and I was like, darn it, did I miss an email? You know, were we supposed to wear pink today? And I kind of had on a plaid shirt with a little bit of pink in it. But I was like, oh, you know, I totally dropped the ball there. I went up to my office, which is on the third floor, and got some stuff. I went down to talk to a teacher. And again, I saw one of the new teachers wearing this shirt, and I kind of looked at it and I was like, oh, that looks a lot like Claire's design. And then when I walked in the room and saw the teacher wearing it, the other teacher wearing it, I was like, wait, is that Claire's design? And I didn't say anything. I just said, you know, nice shirt. And then as I walked down the hallway, I see other teachers come out of their room, and I was just like, oh, made me tear up because they all had on a shirt that Claire had made. It was very sweet. When I left, I just asked them if they could take some more pictures of people wearing the shirts.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Patricia Jones, faculty member at Winfield Mount Union Schools, talking about her journey. Jones was diagnosed with breast cancer in March of this year, and the district put together a day to recognize her October 22nd. This is part one of a two-part interview. You can find this program archived online at kciiradio.com. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.